no New Year's resolutions. It is the circumstances turn to improve. Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is, actually. I have done my damn hardest to improve. It's time for my circumstances around me to start showing up.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Y'all get y'all shit together. I'm doing okay.
Yes.
I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Happy belated birthday, Kirby Johnson.
Happy early birthday, Sarah Tan. We're in that weird stretch of time where I'm 35 and you're 34.
Oh, yeah.
I am your mother.
Oh, the older lady.
The older, more mature lady. Okay, wait. Can we please talk about the fact that Betty White died?
I know. Like how you put it, she would. She would die like right before her 100th birthday.
She's like, hey, everyone, what's up? I'm going to turn 100 next month. Like, I'm going to be on the magazines. I'm going to do a whole special and then dip out. Irish exit. I'm not even going to be there for it. Suckas.
I can't believe the People magazine.
The People magazine thing, honestly, I feel like when you're at that level, because it's a magazine, you have to do things in advance, you know.
No, totally.
But when you're 99, it's not like something happens and then you die. It's just like you go to sleep and you don't wake up. Like, that's what happens.
Yeah, which I hope that's what happened.
I truly hope she was like living her best life and she was going to get ready to celebrate the new year and then went to sleep and didn't wake up.
Yeah, like one or two martinis deep, had a little cat nap, and then, yeah, just floated away.
And now she's with the Golden Girls up in heaven. Anyways, deeply upsetting. Iconic Capricorn.
Iconic Capricorn. Like, who is more iconic as a Capricorn than her?
Well, Dolly Parton and maybe Michelle Obama.
Okay. There are a lot of iconic Capricorns, but she is one of them.
Muhammad Ali. Yes.
What is the Capricorn cutoff?
Capricorn cutoff always confuses me, truly.
Me too.
Because my cousin is the 23rd. She's in Aquarius.
Yes, okay.
I think the cutoff is like the 21st or 20th. Dolly Parton, I think, is like very straddles. Close to the cusp. Yeah, she's she's January 19th.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm claiming her. I'm claiming her energy as a Capricorn.
She's on our
yes,
team.
100%. Sarah, I wanted to ask you, did you watch any good TV over the break?
Well, I watched the end of Insecure, which I was crying. It was so well done. And it's just like a show I feel like has been on forever. And so it's just like so sad to say goodbye to all the characters. So I was really bummed about that. I finally got into And Just Like That, which I don't know if I can continue.
How many episodes are you in? Are you caught up?
Yeah, I'm caught up. It's not the same, but it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, let me make a case for And Just Like That, because I have seen the criticism. And I just want to say, I don't want Carrie and Charlotte and Miranda to be acting like their former 40-year-old selves. Like, they're 55-plus-year-old women. And I think it's actually a really great commentary on, like, how women their age are trying to navigate this new world.
It's not the storylines that I don't like. I love, like, where they all are in their lives. I mean, obviously sad for Carrie. But I guess I just loved Sex and the City so much. And I haven't watched it in a minute. But I felt like the jokes aren't as funny. And maybe that's just because we are not in our 50s and maybe we don't get their humor. But I don't know. I'm still watching it, though, obviously, because I'm going to support.
I'm fully on board with it.
Okay.
I think that they're doing what needs to be done. I think a lot of people don't like it because they are looking their age and impending age in the eye.
The criticisms about the way that they look, I can't believe people even have the nerve to tweet anything about that.
So, okay, yes, obviously that's a conversation that's being had too, which I'm just like, F you, you're dumb. But what I'm saying is, like, when people are watching it,
yeah,
they don't like it because they're like, oh shit,
oh,
this
yes.
is going to be me.
Okay.
This is how I am now. Mm-hmm. Or I'm not no longer the spring chicken.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Like when we were watching Sex and the City, we were in high school.
Yeah.
Now we are literally 20 years, 15 years later. And we're like, oh shit, we're like about to be 40 in 5 years.
Yeah, which, like, then we should rewatch the original series because we'll probably understand it more.
Totally. And if anybody is interested in writing for television, please listen to the podcast that is supplemented from HBO Max for And Just Like That. It has all of the writers. The writing team, I think, is like 6 people. And it's 3 of the original writers with 3 new writers that have come in. And it's really interesting to hear why they made certain decisions they did. So if you're like, I don't understand why they did this, go listen to this podcast. I think it'll change things for you.
Okay.
But on another note, when it comes to Insecure,
yeah,
I feel like I have to wait to watch it now because I never watched it.
Yeah.
I never... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I have to, like, give it a beat and then do, like, a binge watch.
I agree. Like, kind of let the dust settle, like, all the spoilers, you know, it's like, people stop talking about it and then binge it all because I know you'll love it.
Okay.
One of the many reasons I love the show is it's just such a beautiful ode to, like, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anytime they rep LA and make our city look as beautiful as it is, like, I'm all for it. But yes, I agree. I did not watch Emily in Paris season 2 yet, which is, I don't know if that's shocking to you.
Yes, my jaw dropped. I am not finished with it. And you know what? It is a delightful little show.
Delight.
It's a Darren Star property. Like, some of the stuff they're doing, I'm just like, what the hell's going on here? But, you know, I like watching it. I love the fashions. It's very much like Sex and the City.
It is.
In that, you know, some of the decisions, what are you doing? But I still continue to watch. It's an easy, lighthearted watch.
We all deserve the easy, lighthearted watch after a very stressful year and a stressful entrance into 2022.
Have you seen the meme, Shirley, of one of the most, like, iconic scenes in the whole series? Cammy. So,
yes,
Emily does not know French. She's trying to learn it. Cammy
yeah.
calls her a, I don't want to ruin anything yeah, for you, okay. but Cammy calls her a illiterate sociopath. Uh-huh. Like, I didn't understand anything in your letter, you illiterate sociopath. And it's like this visual of her face, like, and then in the background there's, have you not seen this meme? I'm gonna send you this meme.
I haven't seen it.
It's true. I'm literally like sending all my friends, like, you illiterate sociopath. You are an illiterate sociopath. It's truly iconic. So Emily in Paris, still working through that. Speaking of stress, if you want to be just straight up stressed the F out, but like really good television, watch Yellow Jackets.
Oh, I saw an ad for that and they were like, if you thought Squid Games was bad.
Oh, yep. 100%. It is, it doesn't give me as much anxiety as Squid Game. It is 100 times more gory than Squid Game, but it's also really funny.
Oh my God, I thought that Squid Games was so gory already.
Girl, I'm telling you, I watched one episode of the show with Patrick and we went to sleep and the next day we were like, should we just binge the entire show? Yep, let's do it. It's on Hulu, so if you don't have Showtime and you have Hulu, watch it. It's incredible. It is like a mystery with a horror, like dramedy. The premise is a high school team of soccer players is going to nationals. One of the players' dads hires a private jet to take them there, and the jet crashes. And they're off the grid for 19 months. They are not found for 19 months. And it does a flashback between when they crashed and how they are now, and there is some crazy shit that goes down.
They survived?
Some of them. Like, as you watch the show, you're learning how some of them survived and how some of them did not survive, and it is truly incredible. And most of the cast is women,
okay.
And it's just, it's so good. The writing is incredible. I can't, I'm so excited that I'm caught up now.
Okay, all right. Well, then we'll add that to the list.
Be in the right headspace for it.
Okay.
It's a cultural moment like Squid Game, but like you do have to be like mentally there.
Like chase it with an Emily in Paris episode.
Yes, because like right out the gate, it's gory. Mm. It's like disturbing. Mm. So okay. I'm just throwing that out there.
All right.
You're welcome. So that was our television review.
Yeah. This is a TV podcast now.
We are now the big picture, or what's the television podcast on The Ringer? I can't even remember what it's called. I always say of the big picture. I don't know. Whatever. That was a film podcast. Whatever. Okay, Sarah, it's time for a very special segment that we like to call
What's on Your Face?
And I'm excited about this one.
I know, because it's been a minute. Obviously, we had our little break. Mm. And so we both have been trying new products. And we're going to share a couple that we are currently in love with / is on our face or hands or hair.
Yeah. So should I kick things off? Okay. I think I've talked about this.
I don't know if you have.
I don't know either. I'm struggling to remember.
I don't think you have. Maybe we've mentioned the brand, but I don't think you've talked about this particular product.
Okay, so I felt like it, even if I have talked about this product, I feel like it's relevant to bring up because it's going gangbusters on TikTok right now. There were even some Glamjulinos in the Facebook group that were asking about hair care products, and someone brought this up and a lot of people were like, yes, 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 I'm trying this as well. It's the K18 Leave-In Molecular Hair Repair Mask. I've been using this for, I guess, like 2-ish years at this point.
A little trendsetter.
They were fairly new, like around the pandemic times. I actually went into a salon to get this treatment done. And at the time, like they didn't have like a take home option. It was like strictly a salon thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think the pandemic made them think, oh, crap.
We got to pivot.
Pivot, baby, pivot. So K18 is, I'm going to just say it, it's better than Olaplex. I know some of y'all are obsessed with your Olaplex. And trust me, I am too. And I think Olaplex is incredible when used in a professional treatment.
And maybe when you're coloring your hair using bleach.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like if you're going to get a professional salon service and they are mixing your bleach with the Olaplex.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing like it.
And I do use
Olaplex's shampoo and conditioner. I do use like their number 3 and their number 6 at home. I started using the little tiny mini sample packets that K18 sent home with me after my professional treatment. And I was just like, I think this is making my hair better. So I bring up that I used this 2 years ago because that's when my hair was still blonde. Can you remember those days?
I can't. It's kind of crazy.
I was a blonde. And I had, I think, last highlighted my hair December of 2019 and then got this service, I think, February or early March of 2020. The way it works is just the user experience, I think, is better because you put it in your hair after your shower. So like with Olaplex, you have to like wet your hair, leave it in like 5 to 10 minutes and then wash it out and then like do a whole wash again. And it's like a lot of work to do at home. And frankly, like I don't have the time to like get in and out of the shower. I just want to be done.
Yep.
Same. I think they really mastered the at home part of this. K18 did. So you just cleanse your hair and then you don't use any conditioner. You get out, you towel dry, air dry your hair a little bit. Just make sure like all the extra moisture is absorbed. And you put a small pea size amount in your palm and you work that all the way through your hair, brush it through, and then you style and blow dry your hair as normal.
I love that.
And I think it's great. So
I feel like it could be called something else besides a mask.
Yes. A leave-in treatment. It does say leave-in molecular repair hair mask. So they're kind of getting it all in there, I guess.
It is technically a mask, but I feel like consumers, when you think about a hair mask, you think about the ones that you have to like wash in the shower. And then I think people who are lazy, aka me, I'm like, I can't, I don't have time for this.
It's kind of like a sleeping mask.
Right, right.
It's a mask that you don't wash off. It's something that you leave in. So it says it repairs damage caused by bleach and color, heat, and chemical services. This is what the website says. And I actually was able to get on a Zoom with the founder whose wife started Aqui, the hair towels. This is like a powerhouse duo.
Now that you're saying this, I am now remembering that I also did that treatment and it was great. Yes.
It's really great. So the thing that really gets me is like, okay, I'm going to read what's on the website. It says, traveling deeper into the inner layers of hair than traditional repair products, our revolutionary patented K18 peptide is just the right size and makeup to fit in and reconnect the broken keratin chains, renewing hair with strength, softness, smoothness, and bounce. You can feel and see a difference with the first use. So the way they kind of explained it to me is when something says it claims to like repair your hair, really what it does, it smooths the hair cuticle so it looks good, but then it doesn't actually do anything.
Mm-hmm.
What this is actually doing is like going in and getting those keratin chains and they're making sure those links become, sorry, I'm covering my mic with my fingers, trying to show the link with my fingers. But they repair those links so they're stronger,
mm-hmm.
which doing so strengthens the hair overall. And it says that, you know, there's like a little dosage chart depending on how long your hair is or what type of hair you have, you know, how much you need to be using. They say for best results, use the first 4 to 6 consecutive washes, which I think for some people that might be a little scary because they're like, wait,
yeah,
I'm not going to be conditioning my hair in the shower for like 6 washes. Trust me, you get used to it. It is weird. It is very weird at first, but then you get used to it. And then after that, you maintain it every 3 to 4 washes. I got my girl Folu. If you are on Instagram, not Folu.
I should probably introduce her by her actual name and not her social media handles. It's Folu Akinkwotu.
She's an incredible writer. She writes the Unsnackable newsletter. I talked about this a couple of months, I guess a year ago. She's like, do you think I should try this? Yeah, girl, get it. Let me know how you like it. And she likes it better than her Olaplex, according to her Twitter.
So great for all hair types.
Yep. And on the website, it has before and afters of all different hair types, which I think is great. But because people have been talking about it on TikTok because they went viral with this K18 hair flip thing, I feel like it's relevant to bring back up. I swear I brought this up a couple of months ago, but maybe I didn't. But yeah, I feel like
all right.
This is the future of hair care.
Okay.
You're going to want it. The mask itself is $75, but a little goes a long way. Again, you don't need a lot. And I am just getting through my at-home version, and I've had it for like 6 months.
either someone sent a sample or it was like in an advent calendar or...
Jessica Gargiulo probably sent it to you.
Okay. Well...
because she's on that account.
Now I'm going to use it.
Yeah, girl. All get right. in there. Okay. What's on your face?
So we've talked about this product before because we had the founder and creator on, Monica Blunder, celebrity makeup artist. She launched a product... or actually a brand, I think it's been a year now, a little over a year. It is an all-in-one foundation slash concealer product called Blunder Cover. You can hear all about like the reason she created it on the episode that we had her on a few months ago. So when she first launched it, she sent me the product, or I got it from her PR, and it wasn't the right shade. And so I was like, oh, this is not gonna work out for me. So I didn't get to use it. And then after we had her on, I was like, okay, I need everyone I talk to, like all these makeup artists, they absolutely love the product. You like the product too. And so I was like, I need to like get shade matched and like try the product. So she sent me a few shades. I figured out I am shade 3.5, which is, I can't remember the actual name of it. And actually, they just added a bunch of other shades. So expanded their line. So now they have 20 different shades now. I think previously they had 10. So they have 20 different shades. I'm currently 3.5. And I love this product. I love how it totally is like multitasking. Like you can use it as a foundation, sure. But you definitely can just use it as concealer. And I think what I love most about it is that it's very flexible and very buildable. So you can, you know, it can be as sheer as you want, but you can definitely build it up to have more coverage, but your skin still looks like your skin. It has like a very natural finish, but it still conceals and covers like any redness or whatever you want to, you know, hide whatever your imperfections. It also has a lot of great skincare ingredients in it. It's got the Arnica, which helps with, you know, any redness. It's got Edelweiss, which is an ingredient that is from Austria, and Monica is Austrian, which is like very high in antioxidants. It's got aloe vera, sunflower extract, rosemary extract, chamomile. I just love how you can use it in so many different ways, and that a little goes a long way. Like, I feel like this is going to last me forever, like, honestly.
So it's in a little pot, and it's a cream. So it's not liquid. It's not a stick.
Completely forgot to mention.
Yeah, you can use your fingers to apply it, or like a brush. Like, she made a brush that she sent out, which is beautiful.
Yes, beautiful brush, and I love it. It's like a little buffing brush. It's the perfect tool, yeah, to blend into your face.
For me personally, I love this product, and I think it's if you are looking for like a full coverage product that will hide scarring or hyperpigmentation, like, this is it. I use it specifically just on my forehead to hide hyperpigmentation. What I did notice, though, because it is made with some oils, like, I did get a little congested on areas like the corners of my nose and my chin. So I have to, for me personally, I'm an oily person, so I have to be careful with that. But I do love how it looks like on the perimeter of my face, especially because it just evens out everything. And it doesn't look like you're wearing a ton of makeup.
Yes, totally. That's so funny because I use it like the opposite places. Like, I use it on my cheeks and then like a little bit on my forehead, but and around my nose and around my mouth.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's such a good product. Check out Monica's Instagram. She's got so many great tutorials, and her beautiful model daughter also like does makeup tutorials on there, and they often use the Blunder Cover and can show you how many different ways you can use it. So yeah, if you are looking for a new coverage product to try in the new year, check this out. It's $52 for a jar, so it's expensive.
I honestly think it's going to last you.
Yeah, like, it's going to expire and I'm going to be like, no, I'm good. I still have some.
Totally, totally. It's worth the $52. Like, it will go such a long way. And if you haven't listened to Monica's episode, it is such a good episode.
It's such a good one.
I have not talked about this brand before, but I am truly amazed by how much I freaking love this product. So this brand is called Wildkat, WLDKAT. I know the founder, she used to work at Urban Decay. She's a little urban decayer. And she was like, F it, I'm going to start my own brand. And she launched Wildcat. So initially when Wildcat launched, they were like really big in the CBD game. I think they probably launched, it was like at the beginning of the pandemic, like 2020. So I think they kind of got the short end of the stick because at that point, like everybody was CBD'd out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like another CBD product. Who cares? We're good. What makes your product so special? And I kind of just like, you know, I wanted to be supportive, but I've also was just like, I'm not truly amused with this like CBD angle. Okay. Well, they sent over this yucca and lactic acid liquid exfoliant. And let me tell you a damn story. I am freaking obsessed with this stuff.
Oh, wow.
It is only $25. It comes in a, I wouldn't say it's like a huge bottle, mm-hmm. but it's small.
Yeah.
But you only need a little bit to go a long way. And let me just break it down. So it is a liquid exfoliator. It's a leave-on chemical exfoliating treatment. It includes 11% lactic acid, and it also includes 10% glycolic acid. So it kind of gives you like that 1-2 punch. Mm-hmm. Lactic acid, as we know, not only is like an exfoliant, but also like is a humectant. It draws in moisture, and it has what it says, skin cushioning ingredient, Mojave yucca root. Do you know what that is?
A yucca root? It's yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yucca. I keep saying yucca. It's yucca.
Well, I think that's how to say it. But yeah, I've eaten yucca root before, but I've never seen it as a skincare product.
Yes. So I always think of like Yucatan taco stand in like Texas. Yeah. Like that's what they name their like taco stands or whatever. So yucca root is a staple crop that supports hundreds of millions of people worldwide. It looks like a cross between a potato and a sweet potato. Mm-hmm. Like anytime we think of potatoes in beauty, I just think of how Olivia Munn said that she used like those Japanese purple potatoes to get rid of her freckles when really she just got like a ton of Fraxel.
Oh my gosh.
But it is very good. Actually, it's the root of a non-flowering plant that is used to make medicine in certain cultures, and it can be used for osteoarthritis, high blood pressure, and migraine headaches, as well as inflammation, okay? So the yucca root is the soothing factor in this particular exfoliant. I honestly think this yucca root is going to be an ingredient we see more of because of how it's soothing to the skin, mm-hmm. and also the antioxidant benefits. I just want to say, like, I started using this a couple days before Christmas. And when I stopped using it, I noticed a difference. And now when I use it, I'm like looking at my skin like, wait, this looks like I have a filter on my skin. It's like, I can't even explain it. It's like my cheek area where my pores are the most prominent. I feel like it has, because of how it's exfoliated,
uh-huh.
has made my pores look less prominent. I don't know. It's incredible. This is a brand that is considered like clean. They are, you know, formulated without 2,700 harmful ingredients, blah, 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 blah. It's also, you know, not made with animal byproducts or added fragrances. There's no parabens or gluten or phthalates. So if you do have sensitive skin and you're a little nervous about those types of ingredients, like I get it. This is one of those products that I think that you should give a try. I'm just really impressed with how freaking good. This is like probably my new favorite liquid exfoliant.
Wow. Okay. I got this sample and I'm like, can't wait to use it. That's so funny because yucca root is used a lot in Filipino cooking. I'm sure it's used, like, I think it says here, it's like a Mexican yucca root that they use in this product. So obviously there's yucca root being eaten all over the world. But in the Philippines, it's like in a very specific, like sweet dessert. And I'm like, oh, so maybe it's actually good for you, this yucca root.
Yeah, it says that it's Mojave yucca root.
Okay. Rub it all over me.
Yeah, and also one thing they said is that you can use it on like your body, like your bikini line. So if you get ingrowns, take it down there, men and women and non-binary friends. The last thing I will say is that this is gentle enough, they said, to use daily. So start with 2 to 3 times a week and then you can move yourself up daily. I went with my 3 days on, 3 days off situation, but now I'm like, I think I'm going to go up. I'm just going to keep freaking using it. It's good. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know. You sold me.
It's freaking great. I am into it. So yeah, check out Wildcat if you haven't. Now this makes me actually want to use like some of their other products.
Also, that's a really good price point for that sort of product.
Oh. And they have a mushroom and moss moisturizing gel cream.
Oh.
Sign me.
Yeah.
Right up. Am I a Wildcat stan now?
Maybe you are.
I think so. I don't even see the original product that they launched with, the whole CBD thing.
Maybe they pivoted.
Maybe they were like, eh, we're going a different direction.
Lots of pivots. It's good.
Also, CBD is just like, it's like really hard.
Yeah, it's extremely.
Okay, Sarah, what is on your hands?
So I don't know if everyone knows, but everyone's trying to dodge Omicron and we continue to be hypersensitive about germs. Maybe not hypersensitive. We should be as sensitive as we are. Anyways, hand sanitizer. Have tons of bottles of it all over the place. Can't get enough of it. But I'm always, you know, on the hunt for a really good one that I liked to use. And Evolve Together, I think they launched during the pandemic. They're known for their masks. All the like celebrities, you can see them wearing it. They're really comfortable to wear. So they make a bunch of different masks, like KN95 masks, all of these different mask accessories. So that's what they were known for. But they recently launched personal care, which includes natural deodorant, hand cream, and hand sanitizer. And they sent me some samples. And of course, I was like, okay, well, I can't wait to try the hand sanitizer. I'm obsessed. It's like, let me just show you the packaging, first of all.
I'm looking on the website. It's really chic.
Yeah, it's like a little bit bigger than like a lip balm or a lipstick. It's like, it's 1.5 lipsticks, I would say. So I love that it's super easy to throw into your purse. Here's how it works. You twist it up, kind of like you would like a perfume fragrance, and then you just spritz. And then when you're done with the current vial, it comes with 2 refillable glass vials, and you just pull out the top and then unscrew it and then pop it back in and
That's
then twist.
Super convenient.
Right? And it's so chic. And this scent is called Malibu. So I wouldn't say it has like a very strong scent at all, but it's not like a very, it doesn't smell like alcohol either, though it is made with, I think, 70% alcohol, which I think that's what like, that's the standard for hand sanitizers, right? It says it's plant powered, it's cruelty free, toxin free, whatever that means. It still eliminates germs.
What does it mean, Brand? What does that mean?
But that aside, it has a very citrusy scent. It says that it's grounded in lemon, bergamot, and sandalwood. So it does have a nice scent, but it is very light. I actually really like it. Okay. And then it has a hand cream to match. But I'm just obsessed with the reusable like spray packaging.
Totally.
And that it comes with refills. Because I feel like I just go through so much hand sanitizer. And it's like almost like just so wasteful, the packaging at this point.
Totally.
So I just love that it's refillable. And it's just so chic. Like very discreet. You could slip it into your like pocket, jacket. And yeah, it's like really, really nice.
It's so portable.
Yes. Very portable. And it says each vial has like 100 plus sprays. So it'll last you a little bit. And then, it has the refillable packages. I wonder how much it costs to buy the refills. Well, so this is actually, it's $22. So it's not cheap, but I feel like...
It's $22, but then the refill set is $18 and it comes with 3.
Okay, yeah.
So I feel like that's a good value.
Yeah, it is a good value.
I mean, it's not like Purell level of cheap, but like...
But like Purell, when you spray it on your hand, you're like, okay, definitely the germs are killed because my hands are just... It's just alcohol. I just poured alcohol on my hands. And then it's just like brittle and peeling for days.
Yes, correct. No shade to Purell, but like we need help. We need some help. We totally need some help. I love Sarah and all her hand sanitizer recommendations. Like, I think if we've gone through how many, I'm like, oh my God, this girl, get this girl a hand sanitizer sponsorship.
Tell me you're a mom without telling me you're a mom, basically. No,
100%. I'm like thinking I'm doing my best with my little like EO spritzer and my little EO.
I mean, I love
you know,
EO.
Lavender wipes. And then I have like the refill for the EO. That's like my go-to is always EO. And
EO's great.
Touchland.
Oh my God. I love Touchland as well.
Yeah, Touchland. Wow, we are so old talking about hand sanitizer. We're like, oh my God, did you try this one?
We're not old. This is very relevant to our climate currently.
Is it? I don't think the children care about that, but whatever.
Well, they should because their hands are dirty.
Our singular Gen Z listener, we know you're out there. Is it Alex? It's a little Alex.
I love that when we do receive like the two messages from our Gen Z, they always I have to identify themselves.
They're like, we're a Gen Zer. I'm like, listen, everyone has to identify yourself by your generation to be featured on this podcast.
I don't actually know if you're a big resolutions person. I'm not. I used to be. And then I was like, you know what? I think I'm doing okay. I have goals, but I'm not going to like, first of all, I was like, okay, it doesn't start until after my birthday, which so it's like already getting off on the wrong start because
totally
we're already in the new year. And I'm like, you know, that I can't be trusted. So I have goals. However, beauty resolutions is something I can get behind because we're always working towards achieving
beauty nirvana.
Yeah, thank you. Beauty nirvana. Being, I was going to say glowier, but this isn't even glowier. Like my first beauty resolution has nothing to do with glow. So yeah, Kirby, I want to know some beauty resolutions you have for 2022.
Okay, so it's funny that you asked me if I do resolutions because I don't. And when you suggested this, I was like, I don't know if I have anything to contribute because I just don't do them.
Yeah.
I don't like disappointing myself. I don't want to like hold myself to something I think I'm probably going to fail at. So I'm just kind of like, you're trying your best every day.
Yes, I'm really trying my best. Like I shared that meme yesterday that was like, no New Year's resolutions. It is the circumstances turn to improve. Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is, actually. I have done my damn hardest to improve. It's time for my circumstances around me to start showing up.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Y'all get y'all shit together. I'm doing okay.
Yes.
So I'm on board with that. So, okay, for beauty resolutions, this isn't beauty, and I am really not a big fan of, like, fitness diet culture at all. So please do not take this as that. But I do want to sweat at least 4 times a week. That is because I find that if I have something in a routine that I look forward to and I do consistently, I feel proud of myself.
Yes.
And that is something that I need in my life.
Yes.
But also sweating does help with endorphins.
Great for your skin.
Yeah. Well, it is great for your skin. It's great for your skin. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to sweat and it's going to like break me out. No. You need that blood circulation. You know, don't sit in your sweat for hours on end afterwards. But like, don't be afraid to sweat.
Yes.
Like sweat is a natural thing that your body does. Mm-hmm. So for me, you know, sweating, it makes me happy. Like I feel good and accomplished afterwards.
Yes.
And my goal specifically with sweating is I want to do it early in the morning before I start my day because otherwise I see it kind of as
like a task.
Mm-hmm. It's a task to complete. I want to just wake up, get on my little workout clothes, do my future fitness app, do a ride with Cody. Literally, Patrick, like he was like, I know that you love Cody because you laugh like you're at a stand-up comedy show when you are on the bike with this man. And I'm like, I know, I can't help it. I just feel him so deeply.
I need to show you a picture that my sister sent my sister and myself of, because she's, you know, a crazy Peloton fan as well. And she's like in all these Facebook groups, these Peloton and these Cody Facebook groups. And someone decked out their Peloton room and had Cody wallpaper, like a giant Cody's face on their wall.
Oh my God.
This man, he had a great 2021.
He totally did. Like in 2019, nobody knew who the hell this man was.
If you ever take any of his classes before 2020, like mid 2020, if you look, like, of course, Cody is cute. He's always been such a cutie, always been who he is and so funny. But like his outfits were not as fabulous. He was not as fabulous. And now he is just living his best fucking life. And I'm so happy for him.
He's owned his power. He's exuded the main character energy that he's had all along. But yeah, so that's one of my goals. I think that I always feel better when I do it. And then it just gets me on the right track. So that is one of my beauty goals, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, no, I love that. I need to sweat more too. I need to like get back on it. And I am very much a morning person when I work out, and I agree. It really just sets your day, like it sets you up for your day.
And then you feel like you have more time.
You do.
Yeah.
And you also like, you like shower in the morning and you're like ready for the day. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yep. 100. Like, I'm like, should we be getting on the Kim Kardashian train?
Oh, where yes.
We wake up at like 5 a.m. to do these workouts? I don't know.
I really thought about that because I'm like, I need to wake up. If I really want to do like my early morning workouts, I have to wake up before Zoe wakes up, and it would have to be at 5. But it's a little cold right now. Maybe in the summer. It's cold and dark. It's too cold.
Okay. This is a good one. Speaking of sweating,
I have always wanted to get my armpits lasered, like forever.
I'm shocked that you have not done this.
I know. I've never gotten any part of my body lasered. Like, I want to get my legs because I've got those like strawberry skin forever. Yep. So one of my resolutions this year is to finally get it done. First my pits and then maybe the rest of my body. But really, I need to figure out this like sweating armpit odor situation of mine.
Okay. Is it like you want to get rid of?
One, I would like to stop having to like shave my armpits, even though I love my honey shape. Like, it would just be nice to not have to deal with that. But I do think it is contributing to my body odor smell.
As much as I adore Dr. Zalka, that was one episode that I was like, I didn't get the tea. So you and I need to go and get. It worked for a minute, but then I'm like back on my Dove train. And we can be honest with y'all about that because like things change, right? Like,
yeah. And we gave it an honest try. And I think for people maybe who just don't sweat as much in that area or like emit that much body odor under their armpits, like some people, like they really don't smell and they don't sweat in their armpits. And I'm like very jealous of them. But like for me, like I'm very self-conscious about it. So yeah. So like it doesn't work for me.
So what I will say is that lasering your armpit is not going to help with the smell because I have been lasering my armpits and it is by far one of the best things I've ever done for myself. So I highly, highly recommend it. But like I still need to get the odor out of like under control. But you will feel so much better when first of all, it makes your armpits look so sexy because there's no black, you know, hair growing back.
Yep, I know. So like I want to get it lasered and then eventually, you know, get the Chrissy Teigen, whatever she did to her armpits.
Oh, the armpit fat removal, the vacuum. Hey, I'm on board with that. They'll do my chin while I'm there. But what I was going to tell you is, so I have a standing appointment like every 6 to 8 weeks at Sev. And I go and I get my underarm and my bikini done. Brazilian. Like, this woman has seen my butt. Like inside of it.
A hairless cat?
Yeah, I have no hair down there and I barely have to shave it ever. And the thing about laser hair removal that everyone needs to know, it's not permanent. It's not like electrolysis where they're killing the hair follicle. You have to keep up with it, but like it's like the more you do it, the less you have to go in the long run.
Totally.
So this is like, for me, this is like getting a manicure, okay?
Totally. Yeah, no, I could get on board with that. I need to go to Sev with you.
So yeah, no, what I was gonna say, come with me to Sev. And you pay per area. You don't buy a package. When people try to tell you that you need to buy a package of 12, they are scamming you. They are totally scamming you because they know that you will never come back for like the additional 4. Because you're going to see results and be like, oh, I don't need it. But Sev completely changed the game. They charge per area. So every time you go, you pay. And you just need to get your legs done. Yeah. Do the lower half of your leg and do your armpit and see how you like it. And then I think you'll be into it.
I'm sure I will. Okay, I can't wait. It's a date.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
What is your other resolution?
I am going to focus hardcore on my neck, chest, and hands this year. I might dabble in some hand filler. Dr. Samuelitis, I'm coming in for some hand filler. Okay, one of my resolutions should be to be less hard on myself when I look in the mirror, honestly. Yes. That should be like my number one, but it is what it is. You know, when I'm doing my skincare, doing my little Wildcat exfoliant, I'm not only going to just do my face, I'm going to make sure I'm doing like on my neck and my chest and my hands. Anything I do to my face, basically, I'm going to focus on doing to my hands and my décolleté.
We're 35-year-old women now, you know?
People are getting facelifts at this age. I'm just saying. Y'all think that people are not? No. Like, I follow all the plastic surgeons. They are getting legit facelifts. Do I think I need a facelift right now? No. But what I am noticing is, like, there's something that happens when you hit 34, 35. Maybe it's just the stress of the past 2 years. But I'm like, I definitely look older than I've ever looked in my life. I know that this is something that is going to happen, but I feel like we're just expected to be okay with it, and it's just like, deal with it.
Or then people are like, oh my god, you're 35, you look so good for 35, and you're like, bitch, 35 is not that old.
exactly. So I feel like you can't win.
Like, what am I supposed to look like?
That's the thing. You can't win no matter what. So my whole thing is like, listen, if I see something that's bothering me personally and it's not something that somebody else is saying and I'm only doing it for them, then like I'm going to try to figure out ways to make myself happy. I've already talked to Dr. Samuelitis. I said straight up, Dr. Sam, I feel like I look old. She told me I was crazy. Then I was like, but no, seriously.
You are crazy.
I'm crazy in a lot of ways. But I was like, I am noticing that especially my neck area and my chin area, I'm constantly scrutinizing it. It's the one area that I'm the most insecure about. She's like, girl, okay, I'll tell you, if you could get threads in your neck. You could get the lipo in your chin if you wanted. There are a few other options here. But first and foremost, start using all of your products on your neck, your décolleté, and your hands. So.
And then also, we need to stop looking down at our phones so much.
Yeah. And like, by the way, turn off your freaking notifications on Instagram. It will change your life.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
It will absolutely change your life.
It's great. When I need to start using my Apple Watch again, I would only have my notifications, not like likes, but like messages are on my watch. And it was great because I could glance at it and look at it. And then, you know, I didn't have to check my phone to check Instagram. And so I found that I really spent less time on Instagram when I had access to just looking at the messages on my watch.
You know, I learned a really great efficiency tip from Mariana Hewitt. She says that she times out her entire day. So it's like, okay, I need to send emails. I'm going to allot 35 minutes for emails. And she puts a timer on her phone. And then it's almost like a competition.
Totally. You like, have to get it done before. Yep.
Yes. And it's so, for productivity, it's been amazing. So highly recommend that tip. Anyways, delete your app.
Speaking of hands.
On a different level.
Okay. I used to have such strong nails and such like really strong and beautiful long nail beds. Nails and really healthy nail beds, I should say. And I just think, having gels for so long, then I like dabbled in acrylics, gel extensions. I've like done it all. I really blame the acrylics. That's really what happened.
The acrylics. Yeah.
But I just want to get back to having like strong, healthy, natural nails again, because I actually found that I really enjoy painting my nails at home, which is like very shocking, because if you asked me 2 years ago, I'd be like, hell no. Like, I have a standing appointment with my nail salon, but I actually really enjoy doing my nails at home. So I just want to commit to using all the like repair, strengthening serums and formulas to help grow them back to be stronger. I'm going to try to not use any gel or harsh, just like non-regular nail polish formulas on my nails for a while and see what happens. I know.
I'm impressed. Couldn't be me. Could not be me.
You have like a whole system going. And like, if I could also have time and like make a standing appointment with a nail salon again, maybe I would. But like, I only have time for one appointment, and that is my lashes. And that's something I'm not gonna give up. Yeah. But I would like to just like really focus. And that is also like my hands too. You know, like I really, you were talking about all of a sudden, you're just like, oh, wow. They kind of look old. Like, they kind of look a little bit wrinkly. Like, I see them in, like...
Yeah, one day you take a picture of your hands and you're like...
Exactly. And you're like, oh, that doesn't look like how it used to look. Or, like, I was telling you guys when I was, like, washing my face, you know, I feel a lot more my, like, bone and less, like, collagen. Like, where is, like, the bouncy cheek, you know? So, you just... It is what it is, and I am happily embracing and accepting it, but, you know, there are things we can do. So
I think that's, like, the perspective we should all have. It is what it is, and we need to enjoy growing older.
Yes.
But that doesn't eliminate the fact that, like, as women, we're in this really weird situation where we're, like, told to age gracefully. Mm-hmm. But then when we want to age gracefully, we're, like, shunned for doing anything to, like, do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
So we got to do what we got to do. I love this journey for you. I look forward to, like, every wife being, yeah. like, seche vite yes. or some kind of, like, nail growth, something yeah. or another. I will say gel extensions have been the only thing that have gotten my natural nails to, like, a really good strong point, because the removal process is so easy. And for like months, I had my natural nails under gel. But then at one point, I think it was like beginning of December, my nails just started going to shit. So
yeah. So that's the thing. It's like, it's great if you can continue on and like keep doing it. But like once you stop, it's like, it's very hard.
It is very hard. So we're going to be following along Sarah's nail journey.
Thank you. We'll do a Q2 check-in, see if I got lasered, see how your sweating's going, and how your neck, chest, and hands are, and then my nails. We'll do a check.
Oh, I have another beauty resolution. Because you have another one, right?
Yeah, I do.
I probably shouldn't say this, and this is why I didn't put it.
Speak it.
I didn't put it in the doc, but I'm going to have more sex. Patrick Michael Muldowney. Just throwing that out there. I'm going to have more sex, and whether that means sex with Patrick or just sex with myself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm going to do it. I've been neglecting myself, so...
Did someone send you the lioness vibrator?
No, but someone thought my toothbrush was a vibrator when I posted it. I was like, is that what vibrators look like these days? I don't know. What is the lioness?
They come in all shapes and sizes. So someone sent it to me and I'm looking sort of at it. It's like, I'm sure there are tons that are like app powered now, but you can use your phone to... you know, play with it, different settings. And then I think it's like a smart vibrator. And so that it like learns your, I know.
Wow.
So maybe,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They reached out to shop my shelf and I was like, sure, send her over.
Oh, you know what? I never responded to that. Cause I was a little like clutching my pearls.
I know. Well, see, that's the thing. I was like, I don't know that I am in a place where I can like share this on social, cause my mother would like DM me.
Yes.
But
yes,
I would love to try it. So send her over.
Send it over. Sarah and I will both be using our vibrators on the show soon together. No, just kidding.
ACAS would be like, excuse me, ma'am. This is explicit content.
They're actually like, no, great. So we have a vibrator sponsorship coming up. And yeah, but you know what? Sex is good. Sex makes you happy.
Also great for skin.
Releases stress. Yes.
I love this for you. I love this for Patrick.
Patrick's going to be all in. But the stipulation is that it has to be adventurous.
Okay. Like, you know, I was reading an article about, well, this was specifically geared towards like new parents or whatever. And they were making the argument of like people who scheduled sex into their calendar and how even though that sounds so like boring and you're like, what are you doing? It actually makes it exciting when you like have it in your calendar and you're like have something to look forward to. You know?
Oh, interesting. I was going to say, I was like, I don't want it to be like, okay, every Wednesday night, we're going to bone.
No, I'm sure you guys are fine on it as is, but like, I have heard that this is also something that works for people. So, you know, to each their own.
Okay. Well, cheers to more sex. I have an IUD, so if you're thinking babies are on the way.
That's our resolution at the end of the year. We're like, oh, we're both pregnant.
Yeah, babies.
Okay, my last one is a resolution that I have every year, but like really I need to make sure that I follow through, is to clean my makeup brushes regularly.
Okay, can I give you a tip? Because I think this is an amazing resolution. And when you wash your makeup brushes for the first time after having not, it is actually foul.
Oof. It's a eye-open. Yeah, it's like I'm like, I just want to throw out my brush because I'm disgusted with myself.
Totally. So the thing that's really helped me is I know you, this might work, not work for you because mother of a small child, but like when you use a makeup brush, wash it immediately.
Yeah, no, that's no, but it's like, it takes only a few seconds, right?
It takes way less time than washing a brush that's been compounded with foundation or blush for like months.
Totally, totally. No, that is a really good habit that I need to start doing. Even if it's just like also like my eyeshadow brush, it's like so easy, so simple.
So easy. Oh, I love washing an eyeshadow brush these days.
I will say, have you tried the Cinema Secrets makeup brush cleaner?
Yes. That's the one I use.
That one is like, I know it went viral on TikTok, but it is truly so good.
It's the best one. They sell it at Sephora.
Yeah, it's the best makeup brush cleaner I've ever used in my entire life. So.
Yep, it's incredible.
That's another way for you guys, but yep.
Yeah, and they have a small travel size too that you can pick up and take with you places. But yeah, just buy the big one. I go to Namie's here. It's a beauty supply store in LA. I buy like the big industrial size one that the makeup artists get.
It dries so quickly.
Yes. And I will put it in a little glass, you know, bowl. Wash it around, wet it in hot water, and then just kind of pat it on a paper towel and let it set, and you're good to go.
It's great.
It really works wonders. But doing that every single time I use my brushes now has made a big difference. I just keep my Cinema Secrets out on my vanity at this point.
Great.
So
I'm going to do that.
Hope that helps anybody.
Thank you.
Speaking of, I mentioned Ulta, did I? No, I mentioned Sephora. But on the Ulta note, did you see when I was in Texas that I went to an Ulta and there was like a whole Chanel boutique in it? I forgot, honestly, that Chanel was being sold at Ulta. Remember when that announcement was made like many years ago? We're like, okay, this is kind of weird, but whatever. Then I thought maybe they fell off. Maybe they're not doing this anymore. Like maybe, because at first it was like five products. Yeah. Remember when they first launched, it was like just five products online only. I go to this Ulta in Frisco, Texas. And I was shook. First of all, it was massive. It was like the biggest Ulta I had ever been in my life. And they had this entire wall that was Chanel. It felt like a Chanel boutique within the store. It was incredible.
Did it have everything? Did it have the Le Beige?
And everything. Yes. It had Le Beige. It had the foundation. It had the hand cream. It had the lip glosses. It had everything. It had everything. Skincare. It had everything. It was literally like bigger than a kiosk at like a Bloomingdale's.
I mean, it looked incredible.
It was incredible.
Why don't we get the same level of Chanel at Ulta here in LA?
I know. It's so annoying. But I was really, really impressed. This Ulta was so exciting. It was truly chef's kiss.
So fun.
If y'all have a really cool Ulta, will y'all take pictures and tag us on social media so we can share them? Because I was completely obsessed with this Ulta. It was awesome.
I love that. I love that.
Okay.
All right. So keep us in check, everyone, and share your beauty resolutions. I want to know what other people are committing to. And I feel like, you know, like the resolutions we shared, they're very achievable, you know? Like I feel like when people get overwhelmed with the idea of a resolution, but they can be as easy and simple as, like I said, like clean my makeup brush after every use or whatever. So yeah, let us know what you guys are resolving to achieve this year.
Yes. And Sarah and I will be back on Friday with our first guest of the year. You're going to love this conversation. As always, remember, you can find all of the products we mentioned on this podcast on our website or via social media. And one last thing, Spotify now has ratings.
Oh, yes.
So if you like Los Angeles, please go rate us 5 stars. They do not have reviews yet. I feel like that's going to be coming up soon. But in the meantime, go rate us 5 stars on Spotify. And while you're at it, head over to Apple Podcasts and review us. We would love to hear from you.
Currently, we have 5-star rating on Spotify.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear. Woo, woo. All right, we'll talk to you on Friday. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.